This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock, beautiful afternoon. You heard Matt Stafford there. And I'm really looking forward to this weekend's game. And understand, it doesn't matter win or lose. It's how they play. That's all I care about. They're up against it. I mean, the Chiefs might be the best team in football. But all I need from the Lions this weekend is to play really well, be in this game, do what Baltimore did. For me to buy in and go, you know, this team might be okay. Because I'll tell you, through 3 weeks, record be damned, they're not playing good football. And certainly they've benefited from some great fortune of who they've played and what's happened in those games. But you know, Matt Stafford talked about how we need to be good in all three phases. Well, I'd argue you haven't been good in all three phases all year long. Offense can't run the ball and doesn't really score. The defense has been able to, well, do nothing. I mean, quarterbacks can do what they want. Defensive line has given it up on the ground. Defensive line has not gotten an overwhelming amount of pressure on quarterbacks. And special teams, well, that just speaks for itself. Missed field goals, missed extra points, blocked field goal, blocked punt. Look, man, I just need them to play well, which would be different than the first 3 weeks. But I'm really interested because it's another opportunity for Stafford in one of these. We know it's not a head-to-head matchup, but it kind of is quarterback v. quarterback, Stafford Mahomes. And locally, I think people are seeing a change in Matthew Stafford this year. More vocal, more demonstrative. It's kind of the Stafford people have wished for a long time, I think. So the question just becomes, is this the Stafford you've wanted? Is this the guy? Do you believe Matthew Stafford will continue? I don't know what changed. I don't really care. And maybe in the end it doesn't result in more wins. Or maybe in the end it doesn't change his numbers. But do you recognize that Matthew Stafford thus far through three games is a different guy, a different quarterback, a different presence on your sidelines, on the field, in your huddle? I do. I hope it continues, if for no other reason than to make me feel better as a fan. How about that? 248-539-9797. And again, if you think it's a loser's mentality to say that they don't need to win the game for me to buy in, that's your prerogative. But I'm also being realistic. I think demanding they win this game for me to believe in them is really unfair. They're 2-0-1. By hook or by crook, that's where they are. Losing to KC is one thing. Now, if they come out and get blown out, well, that's a different discussion now, isn't it? But I'm giving them the opportunity. Go out, play well, be in this game in the fourth quarter. You know what? I think that's a positive step. You go into the bye 2-1-1. I don't think anybody would feel bad about it. Sit back for a week. I'd say get healthy, but basically you're one of the healthiest teams in the league right now. And away you go with back-to-back divisional games on the other side of it. But the Stafford angle is the one I want to hear about from you guys. I notice it. I see it. I dig it. Trust me. Trust me. You know, a little more yelling, a little more demonstrative, more commanding. I hope it keeps up. 248-539-9797. Sully, what do you got, bub?
Yeah, I love this. I think that it's, for years now, I've wanted Stafford to show more of the killer instinct, show more of the aggression on the sideline, getting in people's faces. I thought that when he yelled at the coaches earlier this year and said, trust me, trust me, trust me, that was great. You know, you watch the pregame videos he does before every game, getting his teammates pumped up, saying, hey, you know what, it's us against effing everybody, you know? We've never seen Stafford be like this before, and I think you got to give credit where it's due that finally, only took 10 years, but finally it seems like Stafford is being a vocal leader, he's demanding more out of his teammates, and he's taking control. And that's what matters, especially at the quarterback position. You have to go out there and be a leader. Now look, you still have to perform as well, but overall, the red ass type behavior that he's been exhibiting this year. I think it's been fantastic, and I hope that it continues.
Same here. Same here. But I guess you're only going to see whether it lasts, and you're only going to see the effects based on what the team does. I mean, look, this week he's got to do his part. He can't go out and, you know, two touchdowns, two picks, not break 200 yards passing. Like, that's not going to work against the Chiefs. You just don't see situations where that works. This week he's going to have to do more. You know, I read that article in the paper how balance is becoming the calling card of this team, and I don't think they're balanced because they're doing you a favor when they run it. They're terrible. Kerryon Johnson, 2.6 yards a carry? No, that's not balance. That's ineptitude. Against the Chiefs this week, if they can't run the ball, Mike, I'm officially sounding the alarm. The Chiefs have a terrible defense. If you can't run the ball on them with a high level of efficiency, I am absolutely sounding the alarm. But it's really about his teammates have to be better too. This team doesn't look like a well-coached operation. And that's why I'm so scared to buy in. But if they go out and play really well against the Chiefs and give Mahomes all he wants, it would almost give me more of a reason to believe in them than the 2-0-1 start itself.
No, it'll say a lot about the team. I think some people are still hesitant to buy in right now. And if you see him go out and play well against the top two team, of course it would.
248-539-9797. Go to Frank Dearborn, 97.1. Hi, Frankie.
Yeah, great. You know, you just hit on it. It's not a well team. Now, what do I mean by that? They're not showing up fine-tuned on Sunday. That must mean Monday through Saturday. They're not practicing enough of the details because these guys got talent, okay? And some may be younger, rookies, whatever, they get better. But they've got enough talent, all right? But it's not fine-tuned. You know, the sloppy penalties, the blocked punt, the blocked field goal, all of these things. So I believe the problem is coaching. All the different coaches, Monday through Saturday, they got to get a little more aggressive with these players, and you'll see them more fine-tuned, and then they can start producing. Right now they're winning by luck, not on their own accord.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that too. I mean, obviously you take the wins any way you can get them. You don't apologize for it, but it's okay as a fan to look at it and go, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look quality. I mean, getting a field goal blocked because you couldn't ice the game and then getting the field goal blocked and then needing a miracle call to save you and then needing the team to drop the winning touchdown, like that's not the mark of a good team. And I know drunk Lions guy is going to call in and go, better to be lucky than good. Yeah, that's great. Go back to your bar stool. It's just, I want them to, they need to play better. They need to. Have to. Or the wins won't continue. But this Sunday, I'm not putting that win mandate out there. I just don't think they're capable. They haven't shown it, at least. I mean, right now, the Chiefs are doing things that I've never seen a football team do offensively. Patrick Mahomes he's thrown for 400 yards a game. And they don't need to win TOP to do it. And they're able to score. I mean, it's almost like if you go to the bathroom while red zone is on, you might miss a 68-yard Mecole Hardman touchdown. Like, I've never seen a team in football history do it. So that's not fair to say they got to beat the Chiefs. But I do need to see them start playing better football, even if that ends up in a loss. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. Next, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.